do the ladies deal with culture shock and loneliness? And again, I love this question because you guys care for your woman and you don't want her to have any sadness whatsoever. And I understand that. But just realize this is her choice too. She's stronger than you realize. You know, you don't have to baby her. She's totally got what's coming from the moment she met you. Okay, so quit trying to get over the fact she's abandoning her family, her life, her culture. You know, she signed up to find her life partner. Wherever he lives, she was willing to go, not knowing where that would be. So they're tough. They're strong. They already made this decision long ago. So don't try to undercut their decision and assume that you've got to help them too much now. You want to be there for them and support them, but they're your partner in this. Okay, you talk about these things together. Don't assume she wants to reconnect with her culture in your city. She wants to connect with your new life together. I made this mistake. You know, I kept trying to find for my wife Russian restaurants, Russian communities, Russian-speaking people, so she could feel at home. And she laughed. She goes, I spent my whole life with that. I'm here for you. I'm here to make a life with you in your culture, in English, and in your friends. So forget that stuff. I want to be integrated here. I want to become part of our family together. So, you know, that was a big misnomer. I misunderstood. Get her introduced to your friends and your surroundings. So after you've landed, you're both tired, get over your flights, just spend quiet time for a few days, and then plan on times to introduce her to your friends, your family, socially over the next weeks, and then obviously introduce her to her surroundings. And by that I mean like immediately just in your neighborhood. Where's the local grocery store? Help her get mobile and self-sufficient. So if you're at work, she can walk to the store, buy some stuff, come home to cook you a meal. You know, let her know where everything is, feel comfortable with her out. I had one guy at the first stages of the marriage almost drove the girl away because he was so terrified of her getting out of his condo. And he didn't live in a bad neighborhood. It was a really nice condo project. But he's so afraid for her that while he was at work, he didn't want her leaving the condo. And she was like, I just feel like I'm, you know, a bird in a cage here. And so all day long, what's she doing? Playing solitaire on the computer? It was ridiculous. You know, have a little bit of faith. These are tough girls, okay? And help them to be able to see where they can go to get stuff and take care of you. Show her the cool things near you. I mean, around everybody, there's always things that are really cool that we never go to. You know, there's national landmarks, there's recreation areas, you know, and usually you only go there when you have guests coming to town. It's like the tourist thing you kind of do. But show them tours. You help her realize she moved to a really cool area and there's cool stuff around you. So that's my next advice. Make her excited about where she lives now with you. That it really is pretty cool. Stuff she isn't going to get back home. Finally, get her connected back home on Skype, because once she starts talking to her mamas and her family and everybody else over Skype, they, you know, when you're looking at somebody and you're having that Skype conversation, it's like you never left. And so she'll continually feel like she never left home, and it solves so much loneliness to have that continual connection. And guess what? The people back home, they're going to encourage her, hey, take care of this man, make sure you're doing this, and they're going to encourage her to do the right things to make it work. So they're your friends. You want her to get reconnected back home in most cases. Finally, get her a new local smartphone. Get her connected so now, you know, here in your city, she can do all your little cute things. She can, you know, Viber with you. She can Skype with you when you're at work or away or whatever, or FaceTime or whatever you guys want to do. Get her set up so she feels like anywhere she goes, she can speed dial you and she's not alone. She's covered. And that, this is going to help her feel a little more in control of her new world and her environment, connected back home, and get acclimated to own this for herself.